They have till tomorrow. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this. But we're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Very little is off limits.
Are there certain kinds of civilian targets, though? I'm thinking schools.
I don't want to tell you that. We have a plan because of the power of our military, where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock. And it'll happen over a period of 4 hours if we wanted to. We don't want that to happen. We may even get involved with helping them rebuild their nation. And you know what? If that's the case, the last thing we want to do is start with power plants, which are among the most expensive thing, and bridges. You saw the bridge. The bridge went. We were very close to a deal. And then I got a call from Mr. Witkoff, Mr. Kushner, and J.D. saying, I think they're breaking the deal. I said, tell them that's okay. Don't worry about it. But tell them to look out their window and watch. And within 45 minutes, I gave the order to knock out the biggest bridge. I gave the order to knock out the biggest bridge in, I believe, the Middle East, but the biggest bridge in Iran. And within 10 minutes after I gave that order, that bridge was over. Us charging tolls?
Iran.
What about us charging tolls?
Is that something you're considering?
I'd rather do that than let them have them, right? Why shouldn't we? We're the winner. We won, okay? They are militarily defeated. The only thing they have is the psychology of, oh, we're going to drop a couple of mines in the water, all right? No, we have a concept where we'll charge tolls, okay? I thought you meant us. Your question would have been more accurate if you said us. Go ahead. We have to have a deal that's acceptable to me. And part of that deal is going to be we want free traffic of oil and everything else.
Mr. President.
You've said glory be to God in this conflict. Do you believe that God supports the United States' actions in this war?
I do, because God is good. Because God is good, and God wants to see people taken care of. God doesn't like what's happening. I don't like what's happening. Everyone says, I don't enjoy this. NATO's a paper tiger. NATO is us. And when we needed them, but we didn't need them, by the way. We didn't need them, obviously, because they haven't helped at all. Just the opposite. They've actually gone out of their way not to help. They didn't even want to give us landing strips. Think of it. And it's not just NATO. You know who else didn't help us? South Korea didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Australia didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Japan. Germany telling us that, it's not their war. We had nothing to do with it. They wanted me to go and tell them everything I was doing. We didn't know anything about it. Well, if I would have told them, they would have leaked it, and we wouldn't have been nearly as successful, possibly, right? But to the victor belong the spoils. So we haven't heard that in, I think, maybe hundreds of years.
Do you still want them to stay away, or what role do you expect them to play now?
I'd rather have them stay away. I'd rather have them stay away because I think they bring with them some problems and some difficulties. And I don't think they bring death, I mean, you know, to themselves. But I'd rather have them stay away. We want Greenland. They don't want to give it to us. And I said, bye-bye. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.